on a moins de ressources. Entre autres, on travaille beaucoup à pas juste recruter plus de femmes en sciences, mais aussi à aller aider les quartiers plus défavorisés, à leur montrer, peut-être à les inspirer, à leur montrer que ça existe, ce type de recherche, ce type de science. Et donc ça, c'est, je dirais, quelque chose de très important. Et au fait, c'est notre devoir de le faire, maintenant que nous, on est en position de pouvoir le faire. Une des choses que j'encourage beaucoup, c'est de saisir des opportunités.
Against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Suoni per il popolo and innovation en concert present a night of great African-American composers. Montreal-based Les Angles Mortes is an ensemble directed by Julie Richard that revives marginalized classical compositions by African-American women. They will perform Julia Perry's Stabat Matera, a piece originally created in 1947. Toronto-based cellist Amal Arulanandam performs Julius Eastman's piece, The Holy Presence of Joan d'Arc. In this pre-recorded piece, he plays all 10 cello parts. Experience it free on Suoni TV at suoniperilpopolo.org, Thursday, April 1st at 8 p.m.
Tuned into the universe of Latin Music Mondays, right? We are very glad that you are out there hearing us on the dial at 19.3 and also by the World Wide Web, which implies that we are now being heard in the whole world and even more up to the far Milky Way, right? This is DJ The Most High. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours. Today we do have a very special program. Today we do continue with more South American rock and roll and South American rock and rollers. In the last program we had Roberto Endrigo. He was talking about his new LP, Oráculo. Actually, in the last program, we launched the whole album, Oráculo. First, here in CKUT, Latin Music Mondays, it was a world premiere. So, well, we are very glad that you are there for this second episode of South American or Latin American rock. And today we do have another special guest. Later on the program, we will have Danny Roth. Danny Roth is a musician that lives in Montreal, but actually originally he's coming from Bogota, Colombia. He's a multi-instrumentalist and he has various music projects here in Montreal. So well, stay tuned because Danny Rod will be talking about End to End. This is a metal band from Montreal. Also, he will be talking about Nexus Day. It's another project he has in which he does include more symphonic metal style, a sort of theatrical style also inside of metal, and also that includes a sort of cinematic point of view of music. So this is Danny Roth. He's a vocal lead. Sometimes he just plays guitar, he just plays drums. Well, continue here with us at Latin Music Mondays. We will launch the second episode of South American Rock and Roll, actually, because there is out there an interesting series called Break It All, Rompan Todo, that revised the evolution of the South American rock and roll. And we know that it is having a lot of attention all over the world, and we wanted during this 2 week to launch South American rock coming from Brazil, coming from Colombia, all to you here at Latin Music Mondays. So we also are launching the open question in our social media. If you go to Facebook, you will see the question is launched, Break It All, what do you think? So well, it will divide the public opinion. Some people say it's a bad series, it's a good series, it is missing this, it is missing that, and this band is not there. Well guys, all the discussion is all to you. Go to Facebook, Latin Music Mondays, CKUT, and leave your comment. Break It All, Rompan Todo, the history of the rock in Latin America. So in the meantime, we will leave you with music from Winter and Triptides. They are coming from California, United States. We had played also Winter and Triptides here here at Latin Music Mondays before, and well, we will leave you with Winter and Triptides, California, United States, right, DJ The Most High.
Echoes through my heart. Thank you. Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Suoni per il popolo and innovation en concert present a night of great African-American composers. Montreal-based Les Angles Mortes is an ensemble directed by Julie Richard that revives marginalized classical compositions by African-American women. They will perform Julia Perry's Stabat Matera, a piece originally created in 1947. Toronto-based cellist Amal Arulanandam performs Julius Eastman's piece, The Holy Presence of Joan d'Arc. In this pre-recorded piece, he plays all 10 cello parts. Experience it free on Suoni TV at suoniperilpopolo.org, Thursday, April 1st at 8 p.m.
de principio a fin. Yo siempre di mi verdad, desde principio a fin. Yo siempre di mi verdad. Te dije que yo no venía buscando. Te dije que yo no venía buscando lo que no me iba a llegar. Lo que no me iba a llegar. Lo que no me iba a llegar. Lo que no estaba a llegar. Frente a frente,
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Suoni per il popolo and innovation en concert present a night of great African-American composers. Montreal-based Les Angles Mortes is an ensemble directed by Julie Richard that revives marginalized classical compositions by African-American women. They will perform Julia Perry's Stabat Matera, a piece originally created in 1947. Toronto-based cellist Amal Arulanandam performs Julius Eastman's piece, The Holy Presence of Joan d'Arc. In this pre-recorded piece, he plays all 10 cello parts. Experience it free on Suoni TV at suoniperilpopolo.org, Thursday, April 1st at 8 p.m.
Going to do a recall about the last songs we heard. First of all, we were listening Winter and Tryptides. This is a band coming from California, United States. Both members of the band have a Brazilian root, a Brazilian origin. And the songs we were listening coming from the LP Estrella Magica. First of all, we were listening to Anthem. The second song was Quiero Te Levar, and the third song we were listening was Eli Dorme. Well, three songs from the unplay Estrella Magica, Winter and Tryptides. And then, after the publicity break, we were listening to another band coming from California, United States, and it is Combo Chimbita. Actually, this band is a blend between his Mexican origin and the United States influence. So, well, we were listening from the EP Aomale, Esto es Real, then after Testigo, and the last song we were listening from Combo Chimbita was the same name of the EP Aomale, right? So, as you can see in our social media, we are launching the question about Break It All, Rompan Todo, the series that does explore the evolution of the Latin American rock and roll. And these two last weeks, we are doing a South American rock special here in the program. And well, the last week we had Roberto Endrigo, and now we do have Danny Roth. Danny Roth was born in Bogota, Colombia. He got his first keyboard at the age of 10, and ever since he has always been focused in music and all in art in general. At the age of 12, he got into drumming and he started his first band with the guitarist brother and his bassist brother, who taught him how to play instruments and also developed him as a keyboardist and a singer. Well, Danny Roth is a musician and also the founder of End2End Metal Band from Montreal and also Nexus Day. And well, we will have now a special interview that Francesca Sacerdoti did record for the public of Latin Music Mondays. So we are very, very glad. Stay tuned with us, guys. Right away with us in the program is Danny Roth. Right? Right.
Hi all, I'm Francesca on CKUT FM 90.3, Latin Music Mondays. Welcome, bienvenue. Today is a rock music day. We are here going to explore rock and metal artists and bands from Latin American countries. And today we are really glad and happy to have as a special guest, Danny Roth, originally from Bogota, Colombia, and currently living in Montreal. Welcome, Danny, on the frequencies of Latin Music Mondays, and thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Hi, Francesca. Thank you for having me. Buenos días a todos. Daniel Rodriguez de Bogota, Colombia.
Perfect. So, Danny, I know you have a very interesting background where the love of music actually pushed you to become a musician first, and then also to develop other projects, like you are also a photographer, a video editor, and a sound engineer. So I'd like to know when the passion for the seven notes actually started, and who are or where, you know, the artists or the people that inspired you to take this path.
I guess I have to think about my brothers. I have two big brothers who got me really into music. I always was hanging out a lot with them and their friends. And they loved rock, so I guess the music videos of Guns N' Roses and Red Hot Chili Peppers at the time, like growing up in the 80s and the 90s with Nirvana, with Motley Crue, I was really interested in the rock star type of visuals, and I loved the music, I loved the beats. Then my parents got me my first keyboard about when I was like 12, and it was a Casio Rapman. It had this little drum pad on it, which I really loved. I started to do beats when I was 12 on this little drum pad on my keyboard, and it had a little scratch turntable on it too. So it got me interested into beats and, you know, the sound of DJs. So from there, I got my first drum kit. I started a band with my brothers. That's it. Like later on, we just moved into heavier rock from Guns N' Roses. We got into early metal like Megadeth, Testament, Sepultura. And I guess we followed this path that most metalheads follow, which is getting heavier and heavier and heavier. So we started to listen to death metal with bands like Death, Cynic, At the Gates. And in the 90s, there was a wave of black metal. So it ended up with Emperor, Dimmu Borgir, and other more obscure type of music. That's pretty much it. That's what got me into music.
Was your family supportive of this interest at the beginning?
They were surprised. I don't think they expected, you know, their three children to just be musicians, but it worked out for us really well. Like my bigger brother loved the guitar. He got his first electric guitar. My other brother loved the bass and he got a bass, and I just loved drums. So we just fit perfectly. And they taught me, you know, how to play guitar, how to play bass while I was learning my thing. So it made me into a really good musician because I had their support from when I was like 10, 12.
Wow. So many years you've been playing and living within the music. So, Danny, I know that you moved to Canada in 2002. And what can you tell us about this experience where you actually were somehow forced to live? And what about the differences between being a musician in Colombia and in Canada, if there are any, of course?
Colombia is a beautiful country. I really miss it a lot. Unfortunately, it has a lot of corruption. And from it, then we have like armed military forces that are trying to fight the government for power. And it creates, of course, a lot of violence. And the drug, you know, business doesn't help. So it creates even more violence in the country. And something that I don't really like to talk much about, it was a heavy thing. You know, I was kind of kidnapped in a taxi cab one day. And it led to me and my family deciding that it'd be better for me to just leave the country. Yeah, an unfortunate event, but very happy that Canada, you know, opened up its arms and let me just enjoy a land of peace where I can pursue my dreams without, you know, having to fear for your life and things like that. Well, everything in Colombia, I say, is a bit tougher than in Canada. I mean, not only being a musician, but an architect or whatever you choose, it's just because of corruption, there's stronger competition. And of course, I guess it's clearer when you're a musician because it's harder for you to make a living from it, you know? Because it boils down to just like the quality of life. But I have friends in Colombia who are musicians and who play for a living. And it's just tougher for them to enjoy a quality of life, to have good vacations, to have, you know, a good apartment. While in Canada, it's just, I'm really happy that it's more like social. There's more social equality. So here, like, you know, we have construction workers that work, that earn as much as architects almost. So it's just that beautiful thing in this country that we don't have there. In Colombia, construction worker just has like a minimum wage, which is surprising when you get to see like these countries, you know.
Thank you very much for sharing these thoughts with us, actually. And well, I'm glad that you found yourself here in Canada, more able to pursue your dreams. And you were saying this, but if there are any, as you said, like some of the biggest challenges you faced as an immigrant, again, if there are any, if you felt, you know, something that was more difficult when integrating into this country?
Well, I'm blessed by the fact that I learned English like very young, so I don't have much of an accent. And in that sense, like a lot of people think that I'm from here, you know, but I'm not a Latino. I guess it's been a bit tougher with the Francophone community because I did learn French and I love it. But I do have much more of an accent there where people don't understand where I'm from. And you see the barriers sometimes, but the way to fight it is when you have some value. Like me as a good photographer and a videographer, the people that love that talent, they're like, wow, this guy is so cool. So when you have something to offer, they don't really care much about your accent or where you're from. They're just like, this guy's amazing. Yes. Come, we welcome you into our projects, into our house. Come party with us because you have that value to give back. So I find that that's helped me a lot to integrate myself in Montreal. I've never felt like racism face to face where somebody makes fun of my accent or just the fact that I'm from Colombia. But I wonder how much it plays behind my back. You know, maybe sometimes there was a show that I couldn't book or, you know, some opportunity that I missed, a band that didn't want to play with me because I have a Latino group, you know. But fortunately, as I say, I've never experienced that face-to-face racism here, which is something I really love about this country again.
Yeah, that's great. So you find the community pretty inclusive.
Yeah.
And is it what you actually expected from the beginning or you were kind of surprised?
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen myself as a person that's like a minority or segregated because I've always felt like I have something to offer.
Yeah,
never been afraid of meeting people and putting myself out there and just talk, even if I have an accent, because it's my dreams transcend what my origin might be, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So this is great, and I feel you because I have an accent too, and I sound actually pretty inclusive as well. So definitely, me too. I understand what you're saying, and I mean, I said that at the beginning, you're not just a musician. You developed different careers, still linked to the music field, of course. But I want to know what about your greatest achievement since you arrived in Canada so far, of course.
I think I finally understood my purpose here. Like one of my projects, which is Nexus Day, was the band that I thought I would have all my life, and it took me a while to understand what it was, to find a name for it, which was not long ago. And we were developing like this concept album with one of my friends who's no longer here, also a Colombian. And doing the lyrics to this album, we realized it was too little to just embark everything that we had to say. So we said, just let's not waste this on an album. And we made it a story. And I started to write a movie script. Not a lot of people know this about me. Mm. And I did it like for 3 years. It's just something that came out of me that I didn't know I had in me. And I have like a trilogy right now, 3 movies that I want to pursue. Mm. And this is what led me to buy my camera to get into photography and videography. And I think that's my biggest achievement, understanding what is it that I wanted to do. So Nexus Day, like, got separated from that story, and now I have another story for Nexus, but it finally has a name and a purpose. And I founded Above the Sky Studios, you know, my photography and videography mm-hmm. endeavor, as a way to just lay on the path that's going to lead me to hopefully one day making these movies a reality. So it's amazing to me that I finally found that in my life, you know, the things that I really want to do that are going to make me really happy. I thought it was just going to be music, but apparently, no, there was something bigger in my mind that I just had to discover somehow.
Wow. I didn't know indeed, like, about this movie. So really, I wish you good luck for this project. And then you were saying that you were talking about one of your music projects, the Nexus Day. So I know you have end-to-end two bands, end-to-end, and the more recent Nexus Day. So I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about these two different projects. And, I mean, what are their characteristics? And maybe what are their main differences in terms of sounds and influences? I read that you define like them theatrical industrial rock and symphonic metal. So, I mean, what can you tell these two projects and their sounds and influences?
Well, End to End was co-founded with one of my Colombian very best friends, Carlos Mora. Mm-hmm. He had an idea about this post-apocalyptic story, kind of like in the Terminator, Matrix kind of visuals, aesthetics. And we started from that, and our love for just a little bit more soft rock, I mean, when compared to metal. So technically, people call it industrial rock. Mm-hmm. I think most of the things that I use from electronic music are more like from electronic dance music than from industrial. But it has, of course, this, you know, heartbeat techno vibe just added with the power of rock, you know, electric guitars okay. and screams. But there is this concept behind it. So all our 3 videos of what we've done so far, they tell the story of our characters, which are people that were abused by the government and they had to rebel and break out of prison. So it's a pretty cool story. And each person has an actual character. It's like a film. So if you want to check out End to End on YouTube, you're going to see where the story how the story develops and where we are at it with it right now.
Well, I will do for sure.
Yeah. And on the other side, Nexus Day is darker. It's more metal. It gets more beautiful because it's symphonic. So a lot of times it has these beautiful passages of just very violin and choir, beautiful music behind it, but it touches a lot on the dark side. So it's like, I like to think of them in terms of films. So it's like going to see like a horror movie. Nexus Day is like a horror band, you know, like Hellraiser made a band, like Nightmare on Elm Street made a band, where we also have our masks. We have characters. They're just not robotic masks like an End to End, but they're like a gruesome scarecrow type of mask. So it's like the demons that we have inside of ourselves. That's the main difference, is like a horror film versus a sci-fi film, which is end-to-end.
Okay. Okay, yeah. This and it's a very interesting development of definitely metal and rock in both your projects. And I'm curious because you're part of this band, but as you were saying before, you kind of studied and you know how to use different instruments and you also sing. But if you have to define your own sound, so the thing you really prefer to play and sing and your preferred instrument, it could be also your voice. So what would it be?
I would say if I'm in a band, I enjoy more drumming because it's okay. a really physical exercise. You get to seriously punch your energy and punch that music out into the audience. So you can, you know, play as heavy and as hard as you like and as you want, and as your body can take it. And it's just so cathartic just to let all that energy go while there's some music to it. It's like commanding a symphony with the strike of your drumstick. It's amazing. It's a very empowering feeling. Mm-hmm. But alone, of course, you miss that music. So when I'm alone, I would choose the piano. It's just more intimate, more easy to play music on it and understand it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a universe where you can just let yourself go, and it's beautiful. Just the piano by itself, it's amazing.
Okay. That's interesting. From drums to piano, definitely two different vibes for sure.
Yeah.
I have a question because you were saying like with the Nexus Day, that you were supposed to, I know that you were supposed to release an album in 2020. So I want to know, like, on the one hand, if you guys have another date already set in mind for this release. And also, I mean, last year and also this year, it's very, very hard, like the music industry. So I'd like to know, how did you cope also with the pandemic? What are you doing to keep on creating music? So these two questions.
Yeah, unfortunately, pandemic really put a stop to all of my projects. We had really cool things that were gonna come up. N2N was gonna play a festival in Colombia in June, and nope, didn't happen. And next is we had our album release set for May 15th, I think it was, at Le Petit Campus. Mm-hmm. And I got postponed. Technically, we still have the date available this August. So if the government allows it, if things miraculously just pick up, we could be playing this August. But seeing as all the festivals and shows are getting postponed for 2022 right now, most likely we're not going to be able to do it till next year. So it gives us a time to focus on the songs and releasing the songs. We're thinking about just trying to focus on making this story for Nexus Day, and kind of in the same line of end-to-end, just release, like, you know, song per month or something like that, where we can actually do a little video for each song and release a song for the next 12 months. That's pretty much the idea that we have right now. We're going to see if it works out, if we can meet and shoot, you know, because with this curfew, Jesus.
I know. I feel you. we all hang in there. We're trying to survive these things. And I'm sure this will end. And for now, it's important to stay safe and to have hope. This will end. And it's good that actually musicians and artists are taking this time to create and develop new projects, new music, because I believe like when all this will end, at least we will have amazing music, amazing songs, amazing projects, lots of festivals and concerts. That's what I'm hoping for. So thank you very much, Dani. I would like also to ask you where people can listen to your music. So if they want to discover more about the music with your bands, with your projects, but also like if they want to see, you know, the videos you were talking about. So if you just can tell us where to go.
Yeah, for end-to-end, you know, lovers of sci-fi and lovers of industrial rock like Rammstein, you can go to our YouTube page where we have those videos up and running. I'd say our hub is mostly Facebook. So if you want to follow us there, you have all of the news from our project. With end-to-end, we're actually working on a cover from a Latin group that's called So Estéreo. We're going to do a song from them. We're working on it, and we're probably going to release it in a month or two. So if you like So Estéreo, yep, it's going to be a really cool song, a really good take on their rock and roll. And we have Spotify also for end-to-end already with our album out, so you can check that out. For Nexus Day, since the album's not out, mostly I say follow our YouTube. Again, if you're into horror, you want to see our scarecrow-like masks, we have a couple of videos, just like the intro to the album, of drum playthrough, because we were filming our first music video. So you can see a little bit of what it sounds like, how heavy and how dark it sounds. Pretty cool. And again, our hops also Facebook. So if you want to follow us on Facebook for that horror Nexus Day, then perfect. And Above the Stack Studios, same thing. Just on Facebook, I think it's the main hub. You can follow Above the Sky Studios, just so you can get a glimpse of all of the videos that I'm creating and all of the photography that I'm doing. I've worked with a lot of bands, local, you know, important bands like Beyond Creation, Anonymous, who are like the biggest metal artists here. So yeah, done a lot of stuff.
And the people can also contact you for the Above the Sky Studios to get reproduction service for shooting and video. Is that correct?
Yeah, any videography needs or photography needs, of course, you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm a pretty friendly guy. I just let me know.
That's great. Danny, really, thank you so much for being here with us today on CKUT FM 90.3. This is the Latin Music Mondays, and thank you, really.
No, thank you, Francesca. It's always a pleasure. I'm really glad to be a part of this. So, yeah, good luck to you. I hope this pandemic gets done shortly, because I'm losing my mind. I miss music. I need music in my life, Jesus.
Yeah, definitely. But really, good luck to you too. And we're going to make it for sure.
Yes.
Thank you again.
Gracias a todos.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dani.
Ciao, ciao.
Latin Music Monday. So we just had this beautiful interview that Francesca Sacerdoti did to Danny Roth. So thank you so much, Danny, for your time for the public of Latin Music Mondays. Hope that when the pandemic thing will pass out, you will come to the studio and play live to the public of Latin Music Monday CKUT. Right? So we're going to listen to some music coming from end to end. This is one of the band in which Daniel Roth plays. So we are going to listen Forever as One from the album Fate of the World. And then after, from Nexus Day, another band in which Danny Roth does participate. This is more on the symphonic metal style. So we will have the song Prelude of Darkness. Well, end to end and Nexus Day here at Latin Music Mondays, right? South American rock and South American rock and rollers with Danny Roth, special guest, right? Stay tuned, right?